USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is keeping a close eye on the massive flooding in parts of the northeastern United States.
There's a lot of damage, and I made clear to the governors that my team at the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, is on the ground and ready to provide all the assistance as needed.
The president also calling on insurance companies to pay premiums for people who had to leave because of evacuations before the storm.
I'm calling on the private insurance companies right now, at this critical moment. Don't hide behind the fine print and technicality. Do your job. Keep your commitments to your communities that you insure. Do the right thing. Pay your policyholders what you owe them.
According to GasBuddy.com, more than half of the gas stations in New Orleans and Baton Rouge, Louisiana, are without fuel as they recover from Hurricane Ida. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits are the lowest in almost a year and a half. The Labor Department reporting 340,000 American workers filed initial jobless claims last week. That's 14,000 fewer than the week before, and the lowest number reported since mid-March of 2020. The World Health Organization is expressing concern over another coronavirus variant.
The World Health Organization has identified another coronavirus variant of interest. The B1621 variant, known as the Mu variant, was first identified in Colombia in January and has since been seen in 39 countries. The WHO says that Mu has mutations that may evade the protections of the current vaccines. There have only been a few larger outbreaks of Mu, mostly in Colombia and Ecuador. The WHO says that further study of the variant is needed to fully understand its characteristics. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The White House is doubling its inflation forecast this year. The Biden administration now projecting inflation to rise by 4.8% in the fourth quarter of 2021, up from the 2% forecasted in May. Mike Stacy owns a farm just outside of Decatur, Illinois. He tells CNBC this year looks like a good year for crops, but inflation and uncertainty regarding taxes has him concerned.
All of our dry fertilizer and fuel has gone up since last May of 2020, 30 to 80%. So prices, you know, when our prices go up, seem like everything kind of follows. You know, we got good prices this year, but what's the future going to hold? You always kind of wonder, you know, everything that goes up comes down, and we hope it doesn't come down real fast and too soon.
The stories are beginning to be told of the U.S. citizens that are still trapped in Afghanistan.
Family and friends of dozens of students from Sacramento, California, have made a desperate plea for help to ensure their loved ones stuck in Afghanistan return home safely. American leaders made the tactical decision to leave Americans behind with the fall of Kabul, Afghanistan. Officials with the San Juan Unified School District in Sacramento confirmed a total of 29 students are stuck in Afghanistan. In addition, dozens of students from El Cajon, a suburb east of San Diego, were also stranded in Afghanistan. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Thank you, Lance. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.